I firmly believe the DS life is a journey. If I'm not learning something about the nature of dominance and submission, my slaves and even myself, then what's the point? I was thinking recently of all the lessons I've learned over the years. I realized that I learned as much from my experience as a giantess as I have from anything else. I can't deny that the feeling of power I get over a puny man is intoxicating. My first few times on Giantist Island were a bit disappointing, though. At the center of my being, I am a sadist. I used up a lot of the poor, pathetic little dears found on the island before I found an approach that satisfies my craving to be cruel and allows these little men to survive. After much thought, I realized I needed a dungeon fit for the little men I want to torment. It took some time and a lot of imagination, but the chamber I constructed suits my purposes as well as the full-size version in my basement. A recent session illustrates my point. One of my teeny slaves had been a bad little boy, yapping and running all over the place. He needed a lesson that could only be taught in my little dungeon. The look on his face as I plucked him between my thumb and forefinger was priceless. It was so cute to watch him kick his little legs. Outside of Giantess Island, I suppose his cock would have been considered more than adequate to bring a woman pleasure. But here, it was barely the thickness of a strand of my naturally blonde hair. I was careful to not crush the little man as I lowered him into the red cookie tin that serves as my dungeon. The sound of his footsteps echoing off the shiny metal as he ran this way and that, looking for an escape route, made me laugh. Tuckered out after just a couple minutes, he stopped, leaning against my spanking bench. In the outside world, you would call it a mousetrap, the old-fashioned kind with a spring-loaded bar. I used my fingers to move the teeny man into position, using my used dental floss to time and place over the metal bar with his ass exposed. I looked over my implements and selected my favorite. Each whack to his teeny, bare ass elicited a squeal and a whimper that, although not loud, echoed across the dungeon. Who knew a toothpick could be such a lovely implement? When his back and ass were striped red, I used the tip of the toothpick to poke ever so gently at his marks. Okay, I wasn't that gentle. By the time I bored of pricking him, he was sweating, leaving a teeny puddle at his feet. I always like to make sure my slaves are cared for, even during the harshest session. I raised the sewing thimble filled with water to his lips. His little pink tongue desperately lapped at the water. When he finished, I dumped the rest over his head, just to make sure he was fully awake. Then I looked over my toys and made my next move. I picked up a birthday candle and flipped the lid on my Zippo. As the candle started to melt, I tipped it just a little bit and watched as a teeny droplet landed in the middle of his back. A pink splotch spread, causing my little man to moan with delicious agony. Three more droplets landed, and if I had added a wick, I could have made a slave candle. I watched his wiggling ass, and I knew just what I wanted to do next. I picked up a teeny shoe, you know the one, from Monopoly. First, I held it in front of his teeny face. Automatically, his teeny lips puckered and kissed and licked it. When it was good and slick, I moved the shoe to another opening. Slowly, I pushed it between his ass cheeks. He wriggled and moaned, but I could see that his teensy-weensy cock was hard and dripping micro-dots of pre-cum, which landed with a plink in the puddle of sweat at his feet. I continued, alternating the rhythm, bringing him, oh, so close to release, and then slowly denying him. Teeny men are so easy to tease. The poor thing finally collapsed. I picked him up and dropped him into a yogurt container that served as his bathtub. I used my finger to dip him in and out and swish him around till he was clean, and then allowed him to dry off using the silky fabric tag from one of my bras. I then laid him down on the special little bed I had made just for my teeniest slaves. It was an empty box that had once held kitchen matches. I had lined the box with a layer of soft, fluffy cotton balls. Sleep well, my itsy-bitsy slave, I told him as I flicked his teeny cock with two of my fingers. His moan was music to my wicked ears. I couldn't wait to get him on my teeny St. Andrew's cross, blindfolded with one of those band-aids people use on the smallest of cuts. But first, I needed to rest. Come, little man, are you ready to be next? Don't be scared.